Well, good morning. It's Father Eli here at St. Joe's and Our Lady of Fatima. Good to be able to speak to you again once again this morning. Today is March 28th, Saturday. And just a couple things as by way of announcement. We are going to be live streaming our Mass for the weekend at 4:30 today, Saturday. We'll also put the recording on the website so you can watch it tomorrow morning if you prefer. And I will be doing Mass at Our Lady of Fatima at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, just so you're aware. So kind of the schedule for the weekend as I'm doing it right now is I've moved one of the Masses to be a Saturday morning Mass. So I'm doing the daily Mass on Saturday. This morning I did it at 7:30 because I had a meeting early. But then typically what I'm planning to do is do a 4:30 Mass and then an 8 a.m. Mass down at Our Lady of Fatima. So the idea is to keep celebrating Masses, three a weekend, but to move them around a little bit so that it's a little more spread out. So those are a couple things. I hope you're doing well. Hope you're hanging in there. I know now that we are sort of on lockdown, it's kind of settling in, like, okay, here we are. What are we going to do with ourselves? How are we going to spend our time? Hopefully yesterday you were able to get out. It was a beautiful day. I had a priest friend stop by and we went for a long walk just to kind of soak in some of the good weather. And it was beautiful. Good to get outside. Good to be out there. I think at least it helps me to get out and be outside. It helps me to remember that life is still going on. I'm not glued to my computer or laptop or whatever. So anyway, hope you were able to get out and enjoy the weather. Today I thought I'd do a little book promo. You know, I can't just keep talking about coronavirus every day, all day. So I thought I would maybe just put a little plug in there for a book that I haven't read recently, but I'm kind of going back in the old playbook. This is one that I've recommended to a lot of different people at different points. It's called Virginity. Virginity, it's called, and it's by Conte La Mesa. Father Conte La Mesa is the papal preacher, has been for a long time, and he wrote this book in 2014, if I'm not mistaken, and it's a reflection on the living out of celibacy in the church as the church promotes it. So this book is broken down into two parts. The first part is titled The Biblical Motivations for Virginity and Celibacy for the Sake of the Kingdom of Heaven. So it kind of just talks about, okay, what does the Bible say about this? Why is this important for us? And then the second part says how to live virginity and celibacy for the sake of the kingdom. So kind of more of a practical, what does that look like in our current day and time, and what has it looked like historically? So I think it's a good read for anyone because, let's be honest, at some point in our lives, all of us are celibate. Whether we're going to stay that way is the question. Are we going to get married someday? Some of us choose to consecrate ourselves, so priests and religious, but some people never get married, whether it was a choice or it just never worked out. Some people are divorced. Some people are separated from their spouse. Some people are widowed or widower. Some people are, perhaps somebody out there is struggles with same-sex attraction. Who knows? I don't know. So there's lots of context in which we are called to live virginity, to live out a celibacy. And so it's a good book because it helps us understand that this is not a weird thing or a strange thing or that it's improper to be celibate or to be consecrated. So I think it's a good read for anyone. And I think it helps us understand both the beauty of celibacy and then also really does a good job of showing how marriage and celibacy balance each other and how they both vocations need the other to really be strong. So you might check that out. It's a very short read. It's the copy that I have is about 94 pages, so it's very easy read. Conte Mesa is often kind of known for his shorter books. They're easy reads. And I don't know who the translator was, but they did a pretty good job, I thought. So maybe check that out. Maybe look into it. Maybe I'll do some more book promos as time goes on, as I have to do more and more of these, I've got to think of things to do and say. So if you got a recommendation, I'm open to ideas. But so anyway, hope you're hanging in there. Hope you have a good day today, and hope you're able to tune in to Mass sometime this weekend, or spend some time in the Adoration Chapel, which again is open 24/7. The church here in Crosby is open on Sunday morning. I'll open it, and then I'll probably close it around 2 or so down at Our Lady of Fatima. I'll have Mass, and then I'll open the church and hear confessions down there. So take the opportunity to spend some time with the Lord if you can this weekend. Otherwise, hope you have a good weekend, and God bless you.